It's been a year of incredible change. Change that for many of us has been painful and confusing. Change that often feels too much for any one of us to carry. But what if, underneath the surface of all that's been lost, amidst the rubble of what's been uprooted, another story exists? One of opportunity, persistence, and hope. One that not only says you were made for change, but that you were made to thrive through it. Join us as we reflect on and embrace this journey of change, discovering what it means for each of us to lean in, look forward, and reimagine the future together. "I wish it need not have happened in my time," said Frodo. "So do I," said Gandalf. "And so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us." J.R.R. Tolkien, The Fellowship of the Ring. When it comes to change, I often feel there's more a hobbit in me than a wizard. Instead of embracing the new day with expectation and hope, I turn away, distracted, and take off in the wrong direction. From the early days of the pandemic, to the shutdown, to the violence, protest, and unrest in cities across our nation, I have often found myself overcome with fear, anger, and doubt, wishing I were living in another place, in another time. But as I've walked through this year's challenges alongside my family, friends, and coworkers, so many of them, like Gandalf, have reached out and spoken truth straight into my hobbit heart. Their words, their prayers, their unexpected texts and encouragements have all reminded me of God's love, His care, and His bright designs unfolding even in the midst of chaos. The reality of Christ, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, was more real in my brothers' and sisters' hearts than it was in my own. When I wanted to run and separate, their words and actions recalibrated my heart and attuned me to hope and opportunity for unity. While the changes of this year have loudly threatened to divide us, I now see that change has the power to unite us. Change provides us all with the opportunity to step back and take a larger view, to encourage each other and help one another see the positive role we each can play. I'm reminded of Paul's words in Ephesians when he called believers to this same type of unity, saying, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." In the same way, Peter wrote to a scattered church that was experiencing disruption and pain. He encouraged believers to have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble spirit. Today, we are yet again facing new changes and new challenges ahead. For some, the changes are exciting, full of expectation and hope. For others, there may be fear anger, disappointment, and unknowns. Though the days ahead may be filled with uncertainty, as people of faith, we can play a critical role in pursuing unity. We can bring patience, a steadfast confidence, and trust in the God who sent his Son to redeem, heal, and liberate his children from fear. We can speak with love, seek mutual understanding, and approach the days ahead with humility. And should change threaten to divide us again, we can choose to let change unite us by walking forward in love. In this next moment, ask God to reveal how you can bring unity to this season of change. Heavenly Father, we are unified by your Spirit. We are unified under the rule and reign of your kingdom. When chaos and fear and uncertainty threaten to divide us, calibrate our hearts to what is true. Remind us of the unity we have in you. In Jesus' name.